Here's John for you.
Hello?
Yes, give me one moment.
No worries.
Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
That's correct. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing great. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Sure.
So do you guys guarantee that I would be found on the first page of Google if we were to do this?
Well, our company is actually a premier Google partner. So Google only wants the partners to say guarantee if it has to do with the product, Google Guarantee, because their Google Guarantee product is its own separate thing, or it's a pay-per-lead service. They're guaranteeing you. But we started out as an SEO company in 2004, became a premier Google partner. So we have 20 years experience, and we only call out when there's the first page placement available. Our success rate is 98%, and we base our success rate off of retention, which means business owners are coming back and continuing to use our service, even though it's month to month and they're not contractually obligated to.
Okay, I gotcha. And so what would be the pricing?
Let me see what I could do for this particular package. Hold on here. So you already have your own website. You can waive that. I got to get you Google verified. That's not showing. Okay.
Okay.
No Google verification is the hard part. I could get the form to you, but it's going to stagger the results a little bit. Usually it takes about 5 to 7 days for us to get you through the three-step verification process. But with that being said, you know, pricing-wise, since you already have your own website too, we don't have to make one for you. You know, you'd be looking at $299 month to month. With the discounts and me waiving the fees associated with the site using the site that you already have.
$299.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to try it for the first month, and if we get some results and we get some leads, then we can go from there.
Okay. Yeah, that's how we start all of our relationships. We go 1 month at a time, and we also have a tracking system and an app that you could download that helps you keep track of everything we're bringing in for you. So you'll have full transparency on what you're making from us each month. Okay, so I have to create the Google business profile. Google is going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have not, actually.
Wow, okay, 12 years in business. I'm surprised they haven't blown you up about this. But they send a postcard to you in the mail, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where your business is. And then they'll also give a badge that says Google verified. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Yeah, you can send it to my address. It would be 5611.
Okay.
Havenwood Creek Court.
Katie? Okay, 77449?
Correct.
Okay. They actually do have an address on file. It's just not showing that it was ever verified. And then you could only have one phone number as the primary line of contact for Seamless Gutters YL. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, so 832-853-5753?
Correct.
Okay, what's your last name, Michael?
I'm going to spell it out for you. It'll be D-E. There's a space in between, and then it's going to be A-Z, as in violin, I-L-A. De Avila.
Got it. You said A-V, right? Like V, like Victor?
Yeah, Alpha Victor, India.
Okay. Do you capitalize the D and the A usually in your last name?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you put a hyphen there, or you just leave a space?
I just leave a space, yeah.
Okay, Diabila. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing as well as the receipt?
Yeah, it's just going to be seamlessguttersyl@gmail.com.
It's interesting because even when you look up your name, like if you type in Seamless Gutters YL, they have AE Seamless Gutters comes up first over you. And then the one that does come up for you is a Yelp listing with a 1-star, 1 review. We're going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to put in a request to just basically get you a whole new Yelp page because we can't delete those reviews. Yelp will like try to charge you for them, but we could request that they remove that and then just create a new Yelp page for you to start over. It's one way to get rid of it.
Yeah. I've been asking them to remove it for so long, and not only that, I don't know. Do you know if there's a way to close the Yelp page? Because I did make a new one.
Oh, you did already create a new one. Okay, yeah. So one of the first things we do on every account is name, address, and phone number cleanup. It's actually the website, too, if we need to, but we're not going to touch your website because unless you give us access to it, but somebody else created that. Perfect. So we usually go across the internet and clear all discrepancies. Having a duplicate listing is considered a major discrepancy. So we would have to delete one of those. Like Google would require us to, just because it looks, the AI just reads it wrong, especially if there's like anything wrong with name, address, phone number, or website on either one of those platforms. So we'll get it removed. Long story short. I'm just trying to explain it to you.
Okay.
All right, and then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
It's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I think that's what I have in, like, when you look up Seamless Gutters YL on the Google profile, I think that's what I have on.
The GPP is not verified, so even when I look up your name, I'm getting AE Seamless Gutters. Let me see if I could find an actual GPP for you.
That's weird, but when I guess since I've made it, but when I look up Seamless Gutters YL, I typically can see the business listing or the Google business thing.
Yeah, I got AE Seamless Gutters popping up, but if you're searching from your IP address where you've had or you've requested PIN or you've given or the address that you give in Google, you should show up first, even at your own address. But
right.
Yeah, I'm getting AE Seamless. I typed in Seamless Gutters YL, Katy, Texas, too, just to see if it'll come up, and I got nothing. Mm-hmm. Let me put your address in here, be more specific, see if that'll get it. Because we are going to send you a code to get access to the GBP. We have to implement the algorithm update from Google in order for you to appear on the first page. And that's the only reason why our clients show up and random guys doing SEO don't. Is just Google gives us the algorithm updates, so it kind of sends the search engine a message that you're basically paying for the position.
Okay.
Let me see here. 5, 6, 1, 8, 1, try. Okay. Okay, I got it. So 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, and then do you work the weekends at all, or do you want to make any changes to this?
Yeah, we work weekends as well. Is that not on the...
I'm not seeing it. That's why I'm asking. I'm just going to confirm. Do you want me to put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only?
No, you can. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct. Yeah. We use Square.
Okay. Perfect.
For card.
Okay. I'm going to send you two messages here. One's my direct number and extension, and then the other one's going to be your Google verification form. When you fill this form out, send it back in, it'll go to Google, and then we'll actually be able to clear all your discrepancies.
I gotcha. I do have a question.
Okay.
So for the verification form, I do have a sole proprietorship, so it's not an LLC or anything like that. Is that okay?
That's totally fine, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Also, right, do you want me to hide your address? I forgot to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a store you can... We do services, so yeah, if you could...
Okay, gotcha. City, state, and zip will still be visible, though. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
All right. Hide... Okay. And then I sent the Google verification form. If you're missing anything on this Google verification form, don't panic. Just fill it out as best you can. Part of the three-step verification is that we do a video verification with you anyway. So obviously they're sending the PIN in the mail. You'll fill out this form as best you can. And then at the bottom, you do check the box at the bottom of the form that you're okay with the video verification. And then we'll do the video verification as the third step. That way you're 100% verified.
Roger that. What does the video verification involve? Do I have to send you a photo of myself or a video?
Yeah, usually they do a video call and they just want to make sure you're actually like at that address, or you know, they'll say like some of the stuff in the verification form, like show us like your work vehicle or some tools and equipment. The idea is just to make sure you're a real business. There's a lot of companies out there that try to pretend like they are a real business before they are, or they're more established than they are, and it just kind of
okay,
it doesn't,
yeah, that's
yeah. They just want to make sure you're really you, you know? That's really the gist of it. A lot of times I sit in on the call and it's very much just a simple like, hi, who are you? What do you do? And, you know, okay, can you show us this? And can you verify your address? And they usually just let it go after that. They're like, okay. And then they'll push the verification through.
Sounds interesting. Okay, yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, sometimes they do request like signage and stuff like that. Like, oh, can you put a decal like on the side of your car or in your home? If they do actually request that, then Local Splash will provide you with those decals and those signs for you.
Yeah, that is one thing I wanted to ask, because we actually just bought a brand new van
nice.
For a business like a few weeks ago, and we still haven't put the logo or anything yet. So I hope that's fine.
Yeah. No, it's totally fine. If they request it, you know, if it's a big deal for them, then we just go ahead and provide it for you. Our company does. Our CEO made that available about 6 months ago, or we just kind of go above and beyond for our clients. We want to make sure you guys are getting listed and seeing good returns, so that way you don't have a problem, you know, sticking with us long term. That's really our goal.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
All right. So I got your account created. We are going to want to interview you just to customize the campaign, make sure you're listed properly for the right services in the right areas. Usually our client interview process takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do your client interview today?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
I won't be available for 2 to 8. So.
I could really rush it and try to get them on the phone with you within the next hour, but there is a lot of like notating that I'll have to do over the next 10 to 15 minutes, but I can have it scheduled between 10 and 11 central, and then they'll call you back as soon as everything's ready.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I just, if you don't have time today, then tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, we have time today, but that's just as soon as possible. If you want to do like 11 to 12 or 12 to 1, I could also do that as well.
Yeah, I mean, 10 to 11 would be like preferable, because again, I have to leave at 2. Won't be back till late.
Okay. I'm going to try to rush it. So let me secure this spot for you. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then let's go ahead and secure the first month's payment. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
Is that the cheapest you guys could go, $299?
Yeah, because I'm putting you on our Platinum Package Bundle. So that way you get like the name, address, and phone number cleanups, the keyword research and programming, the optimization of the landing page. You're getting all the popular directory submissions. Like, you really shouldn't need anything else. Watch, let me show you. So you know you're getting the most possible bang for your buck.
I'll gamble with you guys. I'm willing to do $299. That's fine.
Yeah, but in your service agreement, I'm going to give you a platinum package. So you have like Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari submission. I basically try to cover all your bases, so we're like a one-stop shop for you. That way you don't have to have like 100 different bills floating around, like a Yelp and a Yellow Page and all that stuff. We'll be like a centralized hub with one customer service department that you could contact anytime you need help.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And so just quick question. If this month doesn't like get me like any jobs or anything, because that's really like the goal here, how would I be able to cancel that?
Yeah, I mean, that's super unlikely that you won't get jobs from being on the first page. I do want to reassure you, like, first page placement on Google, the guys that are up there, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. But you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's actually a service agreement where we send you that in writing. All you got to do is call. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that either. We just part ways with you.
Okay.
And you'll actually stay Google verified too. So there's a lot of long-term benefits to doing this, even if you do it for a short amount of time. But I think you'll love it.
Yeah, no, I've been trying to find like someone to help me with my SEO and like on Upwork and everything, and it's just been such a hassle. So I really hope, especially during this time, because I mean, work is really slow. So I mean, even if we get like one job, I'd be willing to do this long term, because I mean, we charge about $1,000 to $2,000 for like just like a normal like 100 to 300 linear feet home. So you know, it's definitely, it would be on our benefit to do this if it does work.
Yeah, if you look at the companies that are doing it now, Custom Gutters with a K, Affordable Custom Gutters, AE Seamless Gutters, these guys are getting calls every day. So, you know, once we get you out there, we can expect the same kind of traffic and results.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you can just, I guess, note down my card and you can just charge me there.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Perfect. 1-7. So that is going to be 5108.
Okay.
0503.
Okay.
1738.
Okay.
720. And then.
What was the last two, Michael?
7202.
02. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date's going to be 12/28.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
486.
Okay, and then we have a security question in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if we just want to verify your identity. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, fine. We can do the city I was born in.
Where were you born?
It's O R I H U E L A. I don't know how you say it in English. I think it's Orihuela, maybe. It's in Spain.
Oh, nice. So, how do you spell that again?
It's O R I H U E L A. Let me just double check.
No, yeah, you got it. Cause it tells me to re-enter it, but it doesn't show me the initial answer. So I had to type it in twice, but it's Orihuela.
Yeah,
Spain.
Orihuela. España. That's right.
Orihuela, España. Nice. So you came here when you were a kid?
Yeah, I came here when I was 10.
Because your English is, like, perfect, unless you learn English over there.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I've never been to Spain, but I'm always interested in where people come from. My wife's not from here originally. She's from El Salvador, so my kids are bilingual. I always get, like, real interested in people's upbringing, where they came from. Okay.
Interesting.
So I'm going to actually send you a outline of the agreement in writing right now, and then I'm also going to send the username and password for your tracking system. Did you get my number and the Google verification form? I texted them to you earlier.
Yeah, I believe I did. Let me see here.
Because that's like your only homework is like signing the outline of the agreement and then also filling out the Google verification form.
Okay. Yeah. I did receive a text here with the flash here, your business at top of Google Day. Contact me at this number, and then it says click on the link below to see our pricing.
No, that's the pricing page. I was just sent that so you could see the platinum package is what I'm giving you. So the platinum package is the one that's usually $599 at the very bottom. It says most popular. I got approval for that package for $299 indefinitely, and I waived all the setup fees on it. But what we were looking for is the one that says URL.local12. Outlash.com/Google.
Did you email me that or did you text me that?
Yeah, it was sent to both platforms.
Okay, because I didn't get it on my phone, but let me check the email real quick.
Okay.
Let's see.
And then you might have got a notification from your bank, too. It says the transaction was declined to try it, so I think they might have sent you, like, a security notification.
Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to notate this thing so that the client interview tech has all the proper keywords to get started. Okay. So you're bilingual, right? English and Spanish?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't get a text message or anything, but I can just have everyone a call real quick and just let them know, and we can try it again if that's fine. It might take a few minutes, though.
Well, I have to process it in order for them to actually do the client interview. So they're just having me notate it, but I definitely got to make sure that the account is paid and active before they'll start doing, like, name, address, phone number cleanups, keyword research and programming. Okay.
That's totally fine. I mean, it'll take me it's a 5-minute call. I can just put you on hold if you'd like.
Yeah, that's actually perfect because I have to do a bunch of notes on this in order to send it over to them and get them ready for that call. So that works out perfectly.
Okay, perfect. So I'll give the bank a call and then I'll get back with you in 5 minutes.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Client has his own domain. Do I waive the setup fees for him? Needs NAP. Okay, English and Spanish. Okay. Perfect. The client interview technician is actually on standby.
All right. So, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Perfect. Yeah, so I just called a bank, and they said, yeah, it was like marked as fraudulent, so just if you want to give it another try, I think you should go through this time.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually the case, because we use VeriSign for, like, Amazon and eBay. It's the same merchant processing, so it gives you, like, very specific decline codes if it declines it, and it was just a security thing for your account. So.
Yeah, okay. I see it was just approved here on my end.
Okay, perfect. Let me double check. Yep, says it's approved. And then I have manual on standby. I've already completed the notes, and then he messaged me that he was going to contact you. So let me just tell him, go ahead and call client. And then when this call comes through for manual, you just go ahead and take that one from there, and then he'll walk you through the client interview process. But just to confirm, okay, first month's payment went through today. It's January 6, 2025, and the discounted price is $299 for our Platinum Bundle. When the next bill is due on the 6th, it's going to automatically renew. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. Just let us know before the next bill is due if you're ever going to discontinue the service. And then it's as simple as that. We just part ways as friends. Then there's no other, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees, anything like that associated with your account. And then do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Should be calling
quick
you.
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
So say we do continue and do this, like, month to month, it would remain at $299?
Yeah, so as long as you're with us, you're getting that deal. We will offer, like, around 2 to 3 months, like, prepay options, you know, but we want to see how the first couple months go before we start, you know, committing to any kind of, like, 3, 6, or 12-month deal with you. So it'll stay month to month, $299, as long as you leave it that way, and then, you know, obviously, if things are going well, we can offer you something bigger to save you some money. You can do it in, like, a bulk situation.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
All right. So my representative should be contacting you shortly. He said he was going to go ahead and call. So I'm actually just going to stay on the line with you until he calls you. Once he calls you, you can go ahead and pick up that line, and then we're good to go.
Okay.
And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, we have 24/7 customer service, and you have my direct number and extension, too, so you could always call in. We'll basically walk you through it until we see you got the hang of everything, and then we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing.
Perfect. Yeah, I did have a quick question.
Sure.
I just found your email.
You're cutting out really bad. Say that again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Yeah, so I was looking for that link or that form you sent me.
Google verification, yeah.
Yeah, because the only thing I received was...
Well, now that your payment cleared, it should come through automatically here in just a second. So you should have a couple of text and emails that will come through. I was trying to manually send it through just to, like, force it over, but it's usually automated. So it's like once any new account happens, then Google will automatically have it submitted through our back office.
Okay. Gotcha. So I'll just wait for that. And you said it typically takes like 3 to 5 days to for it to like get reviewed.
Yeah, for the PIN. So they're going to send the PIN to you in the mail. And then there's also that form. On average, it takes guys 2 to 3 days to fill out the form. So that's what causes a little bit of a delay. But the more adamant you are and the more on top of things you are and being responsive to us when we're reaching out to you in the first, like, week or two, that's really going to help you get up and running as fast as possible, right? Because there's little communication that we have to do just to get you through verification, do the name, address, phone number cleanups and everything. But just, you know, obviously – remember as you're going through this process that you're establishing something long-term, right? You're building things that are going to stick with your company, like your Google business profile, your reviews, the verification, getting all the cleanups done. So there is a process that we have to go through and make sure all those things are on the right page before we can actually post you. So, some clients it's 5 days, some clients it's 2 weeks, you know, so I just want to be transparent with you. We usually request that you try it for 2 months when you first sign up. That way, you know, we know you're seeing positive return on investment and not just evaluating it based on the setup period.
Okay, I gotcha. And then I did have just a random question. So for the Yelp page, do you recommend me just like deleting that first one with the one star and then just kind of working on that?
Yeah, we definitely recommend it. If you need help with it though, we'll be able to help you with it. Like they'll ask you for access because the first thing we do is name, address, and phone number cleanups on every account. So we're definitely going to want to get that expunged, whether you could do it on your end or you need us to help you do it. We definitely want to get rid of it. Can't have two of them.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'll get to work on that. And okay, cool. I don't know if I have any more questions. I mean, you know, I usually around this time, like December and January, work slows down a lot.
Significantly. Yeah. But it's good that you get the placement because now we're like building up that pipeline of business for you, you know, and then obviously you'll get some clients trickling in and then you'll start to develop a pipeline of like reoccurring clients too, or people that have, you know, that maybe they start their own word of mouth chain. So it's good to do stuff like this. It's better than to just keep putting it on the back burner when you have other competitors in the area, like Custom Gutters. They already got like 1,000 reviews and they're like way, way ahead. Same thing with like Affordable Custom Gutters. So it's a little late, but it's better late than never, you know? So it's good that we're getting this stuff rolling and get it all set up, get you competing with these guys.
Right. That's the goal. And then another random question. Would you say it's beneficial for me to have a section on my website dedicated to blogs?
That's kind of at your own discretion. I don't really have a yay or nay on that. That's not something that I really evaluate. I don't know if a lot of my customers even use that. I mean, I know they have like a contact us portal for people to like email them or contact them through the website, but I don't know about the blogs necessarily, but this is more of a direct form of online marketing. You know, I know there's like, you know, social media and Instagram, things like that, or maybe people do vlogs or video vlogs on YouTube. That one's at your own discretion. We're more trying to catch the people that are actively looking up gutters, right? Like obviously if I go on my phone and I look up gutters or one of the services you provide, we want to make sure that you're in that conversation and have an opportunity to get those people because those are usually the guys that are ready to go.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, perfect. And then do say I would like some help with my website, whether it's like having a section where I would like to, this is just, you know, this is for like a future thing that I want, but I want to have a section that involves having the customer kind of just fill out a couple questions, like in terms of like how big their house is and what kind of gutters they would like, and then just kind of based on that, give them like an estimate immediately. Kind of like automate that portion of it. So that's something I would like to do in the near future. I don't know if that would be like an extra charge or that would kind of be included in this, like.
Depending on the amount of content, but you'll notice in your service agreement, I made you eligible for what's called a My Site without any additional charge. So if you wanted like a whole new website built on the domain that you have, we can do that for you. We wouldn't charge you anything extra. We would just want your feedback on what you expect from that site and how you want it to look. And then our graphic design team will get in there and take care of it. But as far as like how advanced that gets, that's really something I got to leave to Steve, who is our graphic designer for the websites. So obviously if you opt into doing the My Site, then they'll set an appointment and then you'll talk to him. We truly have specialists in each department. We're a very large company. So, you know, we're providing about 15 different services. And sometimes, like, if I don't have the answer on that specific service, I'm not going to blurt out some BS. I'll get you connected to the right guy that will be able to do it for you, actually get in there with you on the line and make sure, you know, it looks how you want it to look and we're getting you the right stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Okay. Yeah, perfect. That's something that I definitely want
to. Yeah, I would definitely want to leave that one to Steve before I overpromise. But I did put in your package that your my site is a part of the service, as if you didn't even have a website at all. You'll see that in the service agreement too. So, and if you already have your own domain, then we don't have to buy a domain. It won't cost you a penny.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I use Wix for my site. So
nice. Yeah, we're Wix compatible too. So if you already have that domain, that one's actually super easy. You don't even have to code to use Wix. I love that.
Yeah.
A lot of plug and play.
So the company's called MySpace, is that right?
Local Splash. The site's called MySite, yeah. Manuel said that he's going to try to place the call right now, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Okay. That actually looks...
Okay, are you getting a call?
I, give me a second. Nope, I don't think so. I don't know if it went to.
Yeah, he put, let me try again. Like, didn't go through, let me try again. I wonder if it's because I'm on the line.
It shows up regardless, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me one second. Okay. Yeah, he's saying that it's sending him directly to voicemail because the line's busy. So I'm going to go ahead and disconnect, and then he'll try again. He said that he tried two calls already, and it just keeps going directly to voicemail.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. He should be with you shortly, though, within the next 2 minutes.
Gotcha. Appreciate you.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you need anything moving forward, too, don't hesitate to call. Like, we like to walk you through things, make sure you know what you're paying for. Usually those are the happiest clients.
Roger that.
Okay. All right. You too.